I felt it was useful to include this first letter from a Janet Y. Smith, a registered nurse, directed to Dr. Z. Charnot. Dr. Z. Charnot, P.O. Box 396, Concord, Ontario, Canada, L4K1C5. Dear Dr. Charnot, we met you at the Cambridge Convention in Hawaii in November of 1982. Since that has been a while, I have enclosed a snapshot of us to help refresh your memory. By now you are no doubt aware of the plight of the Cambridge Plan International with its Chapter 11 woes. It is so unfortunate that such a great life-saving nutritional product should have this fate. We were shocked and very much concerned for our patrons as well as ourselves. It was truly rewarding to see health improved as a result of using the product. After 6 years of intensive care nursing experience, it was wonderful to see our clients have health improvements, blood pressure control, blood sugar control, self-image improvement, etc., as well as weight loss. As a result of all these examples, as well as our own better state of health, we are absolutely convinced that the nutritionally dense supplementation, protein-sparing, modified, fast products are the ultimate answer to health, undernutrition, and obesity. Our patrons, in absolute panic with the news of Chapter 11, asked us for alternatives. Since we did not or do not know the outcome of Cambridge, we began researching for possible alternatives. In your country, a company called Personal Best Corporation markets a product which is both nutritionally dense and a protein-sparing modified fast, as is the Cambridge product. It differs from the Cambridge plan in that a more holistic view of health is taken, more emphasis is placed on behavior modification, and it is not a VLCD. The Personal Best plan recommends 2 meal supplements daily, plus 1 PSMF meal composed of regular foods. Although the supplements of 225 calories, 2 daily, plus 1 meal added together are more total calories than the Cambridge Soul Source, weight losses are astonishingly close. Also, patrons are reporting less flatulence and GI hypermotility. Personal Best does include acidophilus and aloe vera. Please look over the enclosed information and give it careful thought. Samples are enclosed for you also. Although we do still have patrons on Cambridge as well as Personal Best, we are relieved that there is another product that works. I feel that it would be a crime to introduce patrons to the answer than not be able to provide them with the product with which they achieved success. If you have further comments or questions, please feel free to communicate with us. If you would like to communicate with the company, they may be reached at Personal Best Corporation, 1459-1500 West Georgia Street, Vancouver, Canada, V6G2Z6. Telephone 604-682-6491. They may be curious as to how you got their number, so feel free to tell them we sent you info and samples. Very best wishes for health, happiness, and vitality. Janet Y. Smith, RN. At 5919 Ridgewood Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37918. And Z. Charnot replied with a letter written on March the 26th, 1984. Mrs. Janet Y. Smith, registered nurse, Holistic Health, Inc., 5919 Ridgewood Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37918. He wrote this when he was living in the Guelph area, as his mailing address, Z's mailing address, was P.O. Box 48-1886, Guelph, Ontario, Canada, N1G 2W1. Regarding your kind letter so many weeks ago, but undated. Dear Janet, your letter was on cue for our own concern, but for some additional reasons. We worked in the U.S. from June 1982 until September 1983, so we had access to Cambridge. When we returned to Canada, we had no access to Cambridge without making a special trip to the U.S. We needed a Canadian source. I have been taking some more university work to round out my heavy physics background with some physiology, microbiology, and even some plant biology and physiology as a natural source for substances. I am at the University of Guelph, which has the best life science program in Canada. We actually met at the late health professional meeting in Memphis. I didn't go to Hawaii, but I led that health professional meeting, perhaps because of the thrust of welcome to do so from others who knew something of my biophysics background. But I have also studied psychology, which attracts me to personal best all the more. Thank you for the samples, the tape, the data, and the kind thought. My wife is working in nursing at nights while I am back at school. I was nominated by Jim, Vic, and Sally to Eileen Feather to head the professional services for Cambridge, but after a telephone call from Eileen and some further exchanges, we both felt another kind of professional would suit the purpose they had at hand better. I felt very satisfied with the decision. However, I still enjoy the whole undertaking and meaning of nutritionally dense and protein-sparing modified fast. The holistic approach is ideally suited to take into account the psychosomatic links through the endocrine gland system. I have commenced recently to provide guided meditation methods. I welcome your own insights and case histories, and I offer to share mine. I will be contacting Personal Best immediately. We didn't pick up our mail in Concord for some weeks and only received your letter a matter of days ago. Warm regards to you and your husband. Z. Charnot, Ph.D. P.S. Our telephone number is 519-837-2227. The next letter that I am recording is 13 pages long. So this is part one. It is addressed from Z. Charnot to Lynn Grosuti, Counseling Coordinator, Cambridge Nutrition Canada Limited, 240-4299 Canada Way, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, V5G1H3. Dear Lynn, some months ago, just after receiving the letter from you and the letter from Doug, I began to write the portion of the letter following, which starts with the heading Response. I didn't finish it. It hasn't been sent until now. It felt futile to finish it or to send it. I still have warm feelings towards you and towards Doug. Neither of you have responded to the standing invitation we extended to stay with us when you were in range. It seemed to me you did not have the references in your experience to understand much of what I was attempting to say in my letters and in person. I thought perhaps over the months which have followed, experiences would come your way which would help you understand. Perhaps you can go back and reread my earlier letters. I also thought I am going to say something by another means. I have. Have you noticed? Lynn, when you say to someone that their relationship must be regarded the same as everyone else's, you're saying it helps to make it so. I don't think you want that. I don't think you mean that. But you said that. You may have noticed that there has been a steady stream of new counselor applications from us. Some of them are active. Some of them are not. Some are creating downline. Some are not. We have generated some very good and very durable relationships in and around the Cambridge formula.